This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Oh, you know it's summer. Flowers bloom, the days are sunny and long, and linesmen with immaculate diction intone the scores at England's Wimbledon tennis tournament. 40-love. 10 years ago, tennis great Martina Navratilova lost at Wimbledon to Conchita Martinez. But yesterday, as this year's championships began, Miss Navratilova made a remarkable comeback at the age of 47. She beat a 24-year-old whippersnapper, Catalina Castaño, 6-0, 6-1. It was a relatively quick match, lasting just 46 minutes. A good thing, perhaps, for Martina. Joining us is Tennis Magazine senior editor Peter Bodo. Hi, Peter. Is this a pretty big surprise?
You know, I think it looks like an awfully big surprise. It's not as big as a surprise as it may seem. Castaño is not exactly a grass court type player, and grass is really the most specialized surface of them all. So, you know, I think within the tennis watching community, this really doesn't raise many eyebrows.
Well, I have to ask you, grass is a non-tennis player, and on behalf of our non-tennis playing listeners, if there are any of those, why is grass so different?
Grass is a very slick surface, and a ball bounces very low and very quickly. And if you have a big serve, and if you follow the serve to net and volley, you can really score lots of points and create mayhem. But even more importantly, Castaño is really a clay court player. She's from Colombia, and she's ranked outside the world top 100. I just visited her career statistics, and I can't find that she won a match on a hard court in her entire career.
Peter, you're totally missing the story drift that we want here. We're thinking this is the comeback of Martina Navratilova, and you're saying, actually, this player's not that great, and I guess Martina's facing some stiffer competition ahead.
Yes, that's for sure. And look, I don't want to take anything away from Martina. She made a great effort to win that match. You know, if you saw some of the matches, Castaño was really clearly very nervous the whole way, and she's playing against a living legend. It was a tough position for the Colombian girl to be in. But we're going to get a much better picture, really, of where Martina's at career-wise in her next match.
You know, the words Martina and career-wise are so astounding at this point that we think that Martina is the oldest player ever to win a singles match at Wimbledon, ever.
Yes, I believe that's true, and I think that she deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that. And don't forget, she was a mixed doubles champion last year with Leander Paes. Of course, you know, it's doubles, granted, mixed doubles on top of it. But you know what? That's a great, great effort.
Peter Bodo, senior editor of Tennis Magazine, and wet blanket for this great tennis story that's emerged. We'll follow the news of the week. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome. She wins a couple more matches. It'll be interesting.
And we introduce the day-to-day fact-checker feature here. In 1922, a 54-year-old Englishwoman, Madeline O'Neill, did reach the third round at Wimbledon.